This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Federal Climate Prediction Center has released its forecast for August. Mike Gillespie with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says it's not clear what the new month will bring.
Right now, the outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center for August are showing equal chances of above normal, normal, or below normal for both temperatures and precipitation across pretty much the entire northern plains.
He says parts of southeast South Dakota are more than 400% above normal for precipitation over the past several weeks. The National Weather Service has issued numerous river flood warnings this summer as a result of the rainfall. Gillespie says parts of north central and east central South Dakota are under moderate drought and could use more rainfall as August approaches. Graduates from the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology continue to see high job placement rates within a year after graduating. Alumni responses state 97% of 2017 Mines graduates are either employed in their field of study or continuing their study in graduate school. 10 out of 16 major programs saw 100% job placement rates. The remaining programs ranged from 89% to the upper 90s. Daryl Sawyer is Assistant Vice President for Student Development at the School of Mines. He says placement remains high because engineers are in demand in the current economy and because there's a shortage of students in science, technology, engineering, and math fields.
A lot of companies actively recruit here. They've hired our students, many cases as interns, and then have, you know, hired them for full-time offers. I was just talking to a student who's interning this summer, and he's graduating next May, and he already has a job offer.
South Dakota School of Mines and Technology tends to have the highest job placement rates of Board of Regents institutions, but the lowest in-state placement. But Sawyer says the number of students staying in-state after graduation is slowly rising. You're with STPB.